Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Hope Collection, Optimize Your Life, brought to you on Blog Talk Radio. We are broadcasting here from cloudy Buffalo, New York. I believe this weather was sun across the plains up toward the Ohio Valley, and that came from that place called Colorado Springs. And we sure welcome our weather today, because sometimes they send us some fabulous, great stuff. And sometimes they send us some stuff that we say, let's go south. But today it's, well, let's just stay inside and stay warm. And let's be warm with the heart and the spirit of folks and friends like the executive director of the Hope Collection's missions and faith outlet for the Hope Collection. And also he is the treasurer, and he also is a major representative of Surge 365, a founding director of that organization, which means he and his wife have exclusively developed a travel agency program that's been so successful worldwide. The corporation, the executives, the founders have designated them to be this. And in the process of all these different accomplishments in the travel industry, besides his military success record, besides his community building record, and being married to the same woman for a lot of years. And as a result, he's created a cycle of appreciation and a cycle of leadership that is to be really copied and emulated and edified. So what I'd like to do is that very thing, is to introduce and say hello. Rick Reese, how are you today?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thanks for that intro. Doing fantastic. We've got some beautiful weather here in Colorado, so you can expect some really nice weather coming your way.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear, and guess what?
But you're right. Yesterday was cloudy and rainy. And so that's probably what you're seeing.
Yeah, it is, exactly.
Yeah. Make you want to go south.
There you go. That's exactly right. Hey, I found out something yesterday. We having taken advantage of the Surge 365 travel company that offers ownership and becoming a travel agent and owning an agency, which is so incredibly visionary and opportunistic and timely. When you introduced that to Lynn and I, gosh, it was like a dream come true. And as a matter of fact, I think people who travel, it is a dream come true, because you have to think about it. You have to plan it. You have to organize it. You set up. And then all of a sudden, from the time you think of going, the time you actually get on the plane or the train or the boat, or you get to the destination, your mind becomes creative. And when your life and your mind is involved in being creative, you are doing things that are walking out. You're moving. You're in action. And, you know, we've been so long tied up in non-action, and people are just literally praying for a way to get into the action mode and to realize that their life can go forward. And, you know, when you start moving forward,
if you ever watch an old-fashioned steam train, when it first starts out, you know, first they got to get the fire in the belly of the train going, and they put some coal in there and start heating it up and heating it up. And trains and engines run by steam, so you got to get the water, the boiler, boiled, and you build up that heat. And that's the dreaming, that's the planning at this stage. And then when you get enough steam going, you start opening some valves, and that allows the valves that steam go into the pipes that drive the arms of the train, and they start out, and the first time they start, they go chug, 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 chug. And the more they open up, and of course the boiler and the steam, it keeps going, you got to keep that going, so you keep feeding the dream, feeding that steam engine, and eventually you get into a speed, and because of that, that's really the same, it's the same process that our mind goes through to operate the idea of achieving a dream. And, you know, we have such an opportunity that's not only for us to take advantage of doing that, what is even more important today is we can pay it forward. We can share that dream. Now, what's really cool, a dream is not one thing and it's not one identical thing. It's so multifaceted. And the dream could be, oh, for example, one of the benefits of becoming a surge member and a travel agent ownership, and you become certified, you do all those things. That's all part of that steam build up, get the engine going. You do all those things. Is we get a reward for doing that for a year, having 12 consecutive months of being in business as an incentive. They also, a company did studies, and independent organizations did studies, found out that people, men who don't take a vacation, 7 days, can't be four, can't be three, seven consecutive days away from whatever it is their normal routine in their lives, gives you a 32% less chance of having a heart attack. So there's more than the benefit of getting away. There's more than the benefit of having that relief from stress and strain and all those things. Health-wise, it gives us the ability to live better, brighter, and higher level life. And that's all because someone shares an idea with you. So that's how important what it is we do. And, you know, there is so much in this world, the shutting everything down. It's every day. It's the world out there is shutting everything down, the attempt, the strain, the people who have power are trying to shut everything down. They shut down your ability to use what earnings you have to go someplace by charging you more money to get there, charging you more money to buy it, charging you more money to live. So it's all about condensing and small and making your life smaller. We have to battle. That's the battle. And the battle is won. I remember King David. He says, "You came to me the name of as someone to come and attack and win us, beat us." That was David against the great Philistine, Goliath. So I come in the name of the God, my God, our God. And he comes with victory, and he comes with success. He comes with living vitally and life wonderfully and abundantly and strong. And so David did something really neat. King David said to the Philistine, who was a huge, huge giant of a man and been trained for this very moment, the enemy, trained for this very moment. He turned around and he said, "Oh, look it, you did this, but I come to the name of my God. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kill you and I'm going to cut your head off." Now, it's really interesting because David was not very big in stature, short, small. And Goliath was like, I forgot how many cubits tall it was. It was 9 or something. Huge, huge guy. And David went up to him, "I'm going to kill you and cut your head off." Now, he has a couple stones in his pocket with his slingshot. Sling. "I'm going to cut your head off." But guess what? He did it. He swung that around. Boom. Hit him in the head. David cut his head off with his own sword because he believed, because he did the work. He did everything. When he told his brothers and the camp, other guys in the camp that poo-hooed him and tried to tell him, "No, you can't do that." He said, "Wait a minute, I killed a bear. I defended our sheep. I defended everything for our family. I did this in the name of God and for God and his kingdom." And guess what? God rewarded him. I'd like to say, folks, you know what? We have that same story, that same vision, that same power that King David has, we have today ourselves. And so I'm going to turn it over to you, Rick, because I'd like to talk to you what you can do very simply and basically if you decide to take advantage of utilizing the process that gives you the travel agent business. Because it's one of the things we recommend that you take advantage of. It's in the incubator of the Hope Collection to use it as a tool to create and dream and live abundantly. Go ahead, Rick.
You know, that's awesome. You know, awesome story that you just told. And I was talking to, because, you know, we actually took advantage of the 7-day vacation stay. In fact, what, a couple of weeks ago now, it's amazing how fast time goes. But once you've been a member of Surge 365 for 12 and paid your membership fee for 12 consecutive months, and it's $99 for the membership, $120 including the marketing. But once you've been a member for $99 for 12 consecutive months, you have a 7-day vacation stay that you can choose from over 3,000 locations worldwide. And so Brenda and I used ours last couple of weeks ago, and 7 days up at Steamboat Springs, Colorado, a ski resort. And one thing I love is our timing. My timing is like always perfect without even having to plan it, Ron. It's just like perfect. And so we went right after ski season, and I didn't know this, but thank goodness, right after ski season, but right before the biking community comes to Steamboat Springs, the bikers, you know, not motorcycles, but bikes, mountain bikes. And so we were there where no crowds, no nothing. We stayed at the Steamboat Village, which is a beautiful resort. And there were no crowds and underground parking for this beautiful place, at the beautiful flat that we stayed at. And it was part of the 7-day vacation stay. And we did have a bear running around there a couple of times. I didn't see it, but they were saying there was a bear running around. I'm like, they said it so calmly. But they had the lake there that we could walk the lake and watch the folks doing, you know, canoeing and different water sports. And they had the hot spring there that we went to, Strawberry Parks Hot Springs. And we just enjoyed ourselves, 104-degree temperature water. And they had different temperatures there. And we just enjoyed ourselves. In fact, Brenda found a nice little quaint where, you know, only maybe like 5 or 6 people could get into the hot spring pool. And she was there just resting on the rock and just the water's coming in, hot water's just coming in straight from the spring, from the mountain, and just enjoying herself. But it was a time to relax. And so we took advantage of this 7-day stay. And, you know, and I was looking to see where we wanted to go. And it pays for accommodation only. But this stay took care of my entire year of paying the $99, what we saved. And that's only one little thing that's within Surge. But we, driving back over the mountains and just some of the scenes that we saw was like a picture. And I took a picture of it. And even looking at the picture, even though it was what I saw, it looks like a painting. And all the different events and different activities that we did while we were there, and a chance to get back to nature. I brought my drone, and I was able to actually fly my drone for the first time. My brother who passed away gave it to me, and he spent like maybe $5,000-$6,000 on this drone and all the accessories.
Wow.
And hadn't been able to fly it except in the house. Down, because it has all the different avoidance, you know, ceiling avoidance, obstacle avoidance, and so it would go up like maybe 3 feet. And so up and down, up and down. This was the first time I was actually able to take it out. And the ceiling is like 400 feet. And I was able to take it up and view the mountains and all the lakes. And, oh, man, because we went out to the kind of the countryside. And but you talk about rejuvenation and relaxation. Those 7 days, you know, and it was accommodation only, but we had a full kitchen. So we went, first we went grocery shopping in our own house before we drove up. And then we went grocery shopping there and just ate out a couple of nights, but just total relaxation. And I was thinking about that while I was there. You know, I still have my little prayer routine when I get up in the morning and kind of meditate and it just take everything in and still keep the journal. And I was just totally relaxed. One morning I got up and caught the sunrise coming in over the mountain and just sitting out there on the patio and just listening to the birds chirping and seeing the sun come up over the mountains. I got some really good pictures of it. And video, took a video to hear the birds chirping, and actually a little bit of the sunrise as well. But this is living. This is taking time out. And one of the times when Brendan and I went down to the river, they had this stone bench that they had made that we just sat down. You know, we're just sitting there, we're seeing the water just kind of flowing, and people coming by on canoes and rafts, and some people fishing over to the right there, and we just start looking at that river, and Brenda had said something that was really, really good. She says, you know, people need to take time out in life, because just like this river flowing, it doesn't stop. Life just doesn't stop. And they need to take a moment and smell the roses, smell the bacon, you know, and just take that time out, you know, just to be aware. And because, you know, you can't step into the same river twice because it's not the same river and you're not the same person because it continually flows. And so we're just, you know, we had a chance to just reconnect ourselves and reconnect to nature and just all the things. And Ron, people would say there's a monthly fee. That monthly fee was taken care of in that one little vacation stay, and that's intentional. One of the things that as a company Surge wants to do is to take away every excuse for a person to not take their annual vacation. Yeah, I'm too busy. I don't have any money. This is accommodations. Where do you want? And so when I was searching out to see where we wanted to stay, I was looking at locations worldwide. I was looking at Germany. Now, we weren't going to go. I just wanted to see what was available. But in Germany and Switzerland and Italy and even Israel, you know, accommodations worldwide. And then all the different state locations. And all the different lodges, Great Wolf Lodge, and like you stay at the Embassy Suites right out the front gate of Disney. I was looking at all those locations that you could actually stay as part of your membership. And so when we got back, Surge 365, the admin folks, the corporate customer service folks, contacted me and says, Rick, would you write a testimony? I'm like, sure. And so I wrote a testimony with some pictures because I didn't know the value of a Surge 365 membership, even though I knew we had, you know, of course, the Vortex, FreeLink, give out to customers. They save, we earn when they save. The membership, if you want to, you know, pay low prices to travel wholesale instead of retail. You know, you mentioned the travel agency if you want a career opportunity or if you just want to take some career training. And but I didn't, and the tax advantages, of course. and income producing, sharing the opportunity and building a team if you want. But I didn't realize the value to put it all together like that until I used the vacation stay. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, all of this is included. And so that $99 a month, not only did the 7-day vacation stay, you know, take care of it, not to mention, you know, the tax benefits and the tax write-offs from all the travel, but everything combined is in that $99 or the $120 that I pay a month. And in my testimony back to the company, I said, you know, hey, I knew I had a value, but this 7-day vacation stay took it over the top. It really did. It took it over the top. We came back, and we still are so refreshed. Now, I got to ask you a question. What's the first thing you think about when you get back from a vacation? Basically, when's my next one? And so, you know, we're thinking about our next one, and I'm ready to go again. I'm ready to go again. And, you know, I was talking to in fact, I met a lady there at the hot springs. Ron, I'm there minding my own business. But, you know, there's kind of that law of attraction. You know, people just kind of can see that you have something. You know, when you and Linda go places, people just feel that, you know, this guy has something that I need. And I'm going to ask him and find out. You know, of course you tell. But I'm there minding my own business, soaking in the hot, you know, water, just kind of looking out at nature. And I see this lady come over and with her kid and kind of was going by me and bumped into me. I said, oh, sorry. And then there's this other lady that's that has a hat on and she's just relaxing in the water. But I kind of see them out of the corner of my eye while I'm just taking my time and relaxing and just getting into the nature. But a conversation starts, and they both come around me. And somehow it gets on travel. You wonder why, you know, you're out at a resort. And people are coming in from across the United States, across the world, from around the world. And then we start talking about travel. One lady was from Idaho. Yes, Cedar Rapids, Idaho, and the other one was from Miami. And so the lady from Miami says, you know, I'm looking for a travel business. How did she know I had a travel business? She says, I'm looking for a travel business. And she happens to be part of Housewives of Miami. And so she, you know, she starts saying, I'm looking for a travel business. Many of my friends, very, very wealthy friends, want to travel. These are the kind of travelers that want to take helicopters to different locations and have showgirls at the different events, you know, really just nice, not Vegas showgirls, but really, you know, just a nice event. And they want me to put them together for them. But I don't know how to do it. Right. I mean, just in line with everything, of course, that we have to offer. And so I start telling her about travel agency.
I'm about to jump in right there.
Go, hey, country boy.
Hey, I always think when you guys are talking that my spirit starts to run in the same direction yours is. But then I was thinking when he was talking, Rick, I was thinking, well, God said, I will draw all men unto you. Well, with you, it's a little different, dark, tall, and handsome. You have the power to draw women unto you. On the road. You got shiny shoes and pretty skin. That girl, you smell him? I smell him. The wind shifted over here.
Oh, that's
but
funny.
Rick, why are you doing that godly stuff? When you first started talking, you kept saying, people need to get away, people need to get away. I was working on the ranch yesterday. I had to go feed my 5 goats, and I got about 30 chickens and 40 ducks and just all kinds of wonderful things going around on the farm. But then when you said, Oh, I was just relaxing in the hot spring. I was the other night, it was 1:30 in the morning, I was in the jacuzzi. I'm thinking, man, it don't get no better than this. But then when you take those vacations with God, Rick, my grandmama would always say, I'm going to get ready to steal away. She would never tell nobody where she was going. But when you're in those powers, then you start to sit back and meditate while you're sitting there. And you think, God has enough power to tell the sun where to stand at in the morning. And then while you're out there listening to the ocean fast, he says, okay, ocean, stop. You can only go that far. And then he has to tell the moon where to hide it until night. I was always wondering, what's daytime? Where's the moon at? God knows where to hide it at until it gets dark. But then when you start to realize how really, really, really awesome and how huge and how big and humongous he is, my grandmama, I think I understood it as a child, because when I was a child, I never thought as a child. I thought as an adult. When I was a kid, I wanted to date older women. When I was a child, I wasn't out playing. I was hanging out with old people. But I just used to think, now, how does God know how to do all that? And grandmama would tell me, her explanation was, baby, God is so omnipotent. He has the whole world right in the palm of his hand. And I would say, wow, wow, wow. Because I thought how you understood how big the world was, but to have it right in the palm of your hand, that's a wow moment, Rick. So both while you was talking, while Brenda was sitting in the hot tub, there's a place in Clayton County where – a little, real quick story. Right where I live is, up near where I live, is called the Appalachian Trail. That's where the Cherokee Indians was forced out of Georgia, and they had to take that 6,000-mile journey up to Maine. They said they lost over 3 million people on that walk. Right when you exit the top part of Georgia, there's a place called Cherokee, North Carolina, where they finally just decided they beat too many of the Indians up. They gave them a little piece of land up there. But right where the heart of the Chattahoochee Appalachian Trail joins North Carolina, where the Cherokee Indians sell, there's a place called Tallulah Gorge. They filmed the movie Walking Tall there. The pressure, they said, between the canyon is so great that you can actually stand there on the bridge, drop a match, a stick match, and about 75 to 100 feet down, it'll just ignite and explode and catch on fire and air. Well, right around the corner there, they have something called warm springs. The temperature of the water goes up to 112, 116 sometimes during the summer. But the crazy part is they did the air survey kind of thing and found out the Appalachian Trail, right over near us, is a place called Dahlonega, Georgia. Dahlonega, Georgia, is where the gold vein was discovered, where we used the gold to put all that gold on the Georgia State Capitol building. But when they did the air survey, they found out the Appalachian Trail actually is a trail of gold. It's a gold vein. Y'all have heard it before. The gold in them there hills is going to stay in them there hills, because what happens if they try to dig the gold out, we're up near the head, not the tail, the head of the Chattahoochee National River. And, of course, if you mine gold, you got to mine it with mercury, and you'll poison the water. So now where this gold vein meets the crack in the earth, it's where God put his what they call holy springs. There's only a few real ones left in the world. But they say when you step into the water, it actually does have healing power. So, Rick, all these things that we started doing with Coach Toolman, with his infinite wisdom, like Jules, 3-4 years ago, says people are going to be locked down and they didn't even commit a crime. We need to figure out how to heal the nation with vacations. And Coach Toolman, when he passed you the mantle,
sure.
You know that's what he put into you too, Rick. So I'm just so proud to know that I've heard people speaking as it already was years ago. And now when people are so stressed and we need joy, 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 joy down in our heart, that we have a vehicle, as you call it, Rick, a tool that we can introduce people to where they would normally say, I can't afford to take my whole family on a vacation and coasting to a stop. My little saying every day now is be careful, be careful, be careful what you ask for, because God will give it to you. Back over you guys, sir.
Awesome. So there I was, minding my own business, enjoying the hot spring. And I have something, though, that people need. I have something that people need. And it's called a travel business. Now, there's a difference between a travel business and a travel club. And so people have to realize, okay, what am I looking for? We may have people that are listening that are looking for just a travel club. They just want to travel. You know, they don't want a business. They just want a club. And so they want to travel, you know, maybe get, you know, a discounted rate when they travel. And that's it. Now, we have that, but there are companies out there that are just a travel club that some people think is a travel business, but it's really not. It's a club. But there I was, minding my own business, and this lady was looking for something, a travel opportunity. She was actually looking for a travel business. And so I started telling, and I we're the holders of information. We're the holders of the secret. And so I started telling her about the full-service travel agency, like when I told Ron and Linda. Next thing I know, they're over in Europe cruising. They're booking cruises for people. You know, they're booking trips for people to New York and symphonies and all kinds of things and 4th of July celebrations. And I'm like, wow. He actually sees that. He and Linda, they see that they actually have a real travel business, a real travel agency. They have access to the training. They have access to the industry, to the vendors. And so I started telling her the things that she wants to do in putting these trips together for high-end clientele, you know, that are coming from overseas. And she's actually from Poland and has been in the States for, you know, a large portion of her life. But she has a lot of friends overseas that just love to travel, and they're high-end travelers. And so I start telling her about the travel agency and the access that she has where she can actually create and put these trips together. She says, Rick, I have a passion for this, to create VIP experiences. Now get this. The night before, she went to Google and saw the name Miami VIP Experiences. And she was telling me. And so she meets me the day after. You know, how does that even happen? And she says, yeah, I've got a name already, Miami VIP Experiences, that I'm going to secure. And I told her, having done some, you know, working with GoDaddy, when you go check a name, you want to make sure you get it, because people are looking, or the system software is looking, to see who even looks and locks down the names, knowing that whomever was looking is coming back. And so I said, you want to get that name, MiamiVIPExperiences.com. And so she actually got the name after we met. She came into the business. And a couple of days ago, after the trip, I have something that she needed. And I can go, like Ron in Country Boy, we can go anywhere and talk to anyone based on what they need. Do you need to make more? Do you need to travel more? Do you need to save more? Are you looking for a career opportunity in the travel industry? Hospitality industry. Do you need a tool that can help you do fundraising to raise money, to override this return of travel? Are you a business? You know, we can show you how to turn travel expenses into revenue. Are you looking for tax deductions? You know, being in the travel business, we get some incredible write-offs. And I'm talking to her. She actually came in the business, and she's taking the training right now. Mm-hmm. And is so patient and so understanding. She's taking the travel training. She's taken the training to see what Surge is all about and hasn't even come into the specific vendor specialist training. But she's so patient in taking it. Once she said, Rick, I want to learn everything I need to know. How do you find these people? You find them when you have something to share. And they find you. Huh?
They find you because they're looking. The key is they're looking. You're not going to get what happens when they come into your sphere of influence, Rick. The Holy Spirit is able to, particularly if they have the Lord in their life, the Holy Spirit directs them and opens the door and says, there's the guy that's got the answers. There's the gals that got the answers. So the idea of a person of attraction is a person that has a based in faith outlook of understanding and serving. You see, we serve people. We don't build an organization to get people. That's a complete reversal of understanding how God's kingdom works in every aspect, whether you're building a business, you're building a church, you're building a foundation, to do anything. When you become that person of attraction because you're willing to be a person of service, servitude, you're willing to lift someone up and share with them. See, Rick, you're on vacation. You didn't have to share a thing with that woman. You could have just said, hi, how are you? I have a nice time. No. The need that she had was revealed, and you were there to fill that need, to open that door. And that's true for every single one of us. The issue is for most of us, we don't have our door open. We don't have our lights on. We got our doors all shut up. Remember the government said, shut up, stay in your house, lock your doors, don't go outside, don't peek outside, put a mask over your face, hide. And we've been doing that for over 2 years to the point that they actually made you feel guilty if you did something the opposite. Like you stuck out your hand. There was a point in time when we weren't supposed to shake hands, even in church. You realize we're overcoming evil because that's all evil. That is all anti what God has ever said, shared, or led us to do and believe. You know, when he sent the 12 out and said, go to the four corners of the world, he didn't stop and say, now, wait a minute, make sure everybody you talk to has got a mask, make sure they had their vaccine, make sure you put 6 foot away from them, have a mask on, stay away from them. No, he said, go, get with them. Even the people, you know, we had in the world, when Jesus walked the world, there was something worse than COVID. Believe it or not, you would have thought COVID was the worst thing that ever happened. It was deadly, and it could kill you if you got it. Although if you got it and you got medical help, because we're in modern times, you could get recovered. I lost friends. I'm not saying it wasn't terrible. It wasn't this. But, folks, when the 12 went out, there was leprosy. And for you talk about distancing and special cover-ups and staying away from people, they had leprosy colonies. That's where they sent anybody with leprosy because it was contagious. God didn't tell the 12 to stay away from anybody. He said, get out there, talk to people. And we took a position in this country, the freest country in the face of the earth, to accept a total shutdown of our lives.
But it's over. And thank goodness, it's over.
Yes, that's
and
the
so
point.
And so what
it's
does
over.
A person do once it's over? Now it's time for opportunity. You said something that was very, very important amongst all the things that you said. A person of service is a person of attraction. That's amazing. Ron, how amazing is that? A person of service is a person of attraction. And you, like you were saying, you don't have to go out and get people. We don't get people. But what I love about what Joel has put in place is that paying it forward, being a person of service, helping others by helping them help others, having something that people need and willing to share, but not to blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was pulled out of me, Ron. It was pulled out of me. I was there minding my own business, soaking in the mineral healing waters. But I saw the people that were around me, but I wasn't going to interact. I was just really just relaxing and just enjoying myself. But I did have something if someone had a need. And you know how most people are, how we are. If we see someone that's in need of help, you know, we're Johnny on the spot. We're going to help them. If they got a flat tire or if they've got something going on or they have an emergency, you know, we'll jump into action, you know, real quick. But if we're in relaxed mode and someone has a need and they mention something that triggers something, and I think Countryman would say how kind of God just kind of positions, you know, you look at the timing of your life and the people that surround you and the timing of your life. They're there for a reason. You're there for a reason. Are you aware? Do you have a tool? Do you have something to share? You know, and it may just be a smile. It may be a word of encouragement. You know, are you looking to give something? And a person of service is a person of attraction. You know, when you get in that mode, you're always going to be receiving. My daughter, she had an accident in her new car. And RAV4, new car, she had an accident, oh, maybe a month or two ago or so. And I'm in her first new car. And it was a sad time. It's like, oh, my Lord. And thank goodness she wasn't hurt. It was the car rolled over two times. She was hit by a drunk driver. Car rolled over a couple of times. And seatbelt on, no injuries at all. And thank goodness. And, that was actually before she got the new car. She had a couple of accidents, you know, last year. And they got the RAV4 and then had an accident there. And so I was like, okay. But she is always blessed because she's a giver. She's always blessed. So she gets, after the RAV4, she has another new car. And she's just blessed because she's a giver. And just her attitude toward life, she's in receive mode all the time. Anything that happens, she's in receive mode. And so she got a huge check from this accident. And she's getting ready to move out. This is the same daughter that took the project management class from Expert Ratings and got an incredible job with the defense contractor. And just, I mean, she's not even permanent yet. And she's just really just leadership in the company. They love her. Everybody's calling, making, you know, wanting her to come to their office. She's not even permanent yet. And I was thinking about that this morning. She's working like she's permanent, but she's not even permanent. She was supposed to go permanent like a couple of weeks ago, but they were so busy and things were happening. It doesn't even concern her. She's still just working, you know. And I said, Brittany, work ethic establishes credibility. You're just amazing. And, you know, she's in total need. They need her, and everybody's, you know, but she does this naturally. I wonder where she gets that from, right? But she does this naturally. But she got this huge check from the accident that came right in time. She's moving out in probably a month or so. The apartment complex she's moving into, they're just building it. And so she has a new apartment and new car, another new car, and all of this stuff just aligning. But she is one of those people of service. How can I help you? What can I do? And still, because of that, like you said, a person of service is a person of attraction. She continually is attracting blessing after blessing after blessing. This morning in prayer, I was just thanking God. Thank you, Lord. My son's like that, too. He's right now is in Greece and on his honeymoon. And he'll be there for 11 days, just left this past Sunday. And he'll be there for 11 days. And I said, Lord, thank you for blessing my kids. But they're both service-oriented. And because they're service-oriented, they are people of attraction, right? And they attract blessings. And the people listening to this call, you can get into that place just by becoming a person of service. See, that's what Joel knew. And that's why the Hope Collection is what it is. He knew that he could help people and provide a platform for people to become people of service. How can I
Rick,
help you?
Hey, Rick.
Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
And before we end the show, too, Rick, I want you to just give us a little bit, a sample, a little appetizer on doing exactly what you said. I think you call it marketplace ministry. And you pointed it out to me. You said, Country Boy, that's you doing it. I said, doing what? Nike says, just do it. And Rick Reed says, Country Boy, you're already doing it. I said, I'm already doing what? He says, you're inspiring people everywhere you go, at the gas pumps, in the grocery store. You're looking, ma'am, let me carry that for you. Ma'am, let me get the door for you. How may I serve you? Oh, let me help you. Let me help you. My mom had to slow me down one time and tell me I didn't have to save the whole world. Baby, you can't help everybody. You can't hold the door open for everybody. I had to tell my son, turn the door loose. Where's the mall? Let the next man come along and hold the door. I look around, and where'd my kids go? He's still back there holding the door. I'll turn it loose. Come on. So what happens in the process of us doing what we're doing, you're able to let your little light shine, as my grandmom will say, everywhere. I go, so Rick says, Country Boy, you're doing marketplace. I said, doing what? Then I heard Burl Walk jump up, and then he must have gave Lynn Cain the disease. Lynn Cain says, one's greatest reward is the service and the unconditional love for another person that you don't even know. I'm going to stop right there, Rick. Marketplace ministry. Everybody has been given something that, oh, here it comes, Rick. Ain't, we say ain't down here in the South, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. And here's the trick. Here's the example. Here's the end place you want to be. Somebody else's blessing is based on your obedience, on how nice and how kind you can be today. Lynn Cain will tell you that we're starting a revolution. It's kind of like do unto others before they do unto you. Smile and the world will smile back at you. I threw the fire guy up the other day a thumbs up, and I looked around and two people threw me a thumb up. Wow, I got double portion for my little thumb up. So that's what we're trying to practice here, and that's what we're doing. And keeping in mind, I threw another word at you. You let it slip right through your ears, practice. We're just practicing here, being nice, playing along with each other, getting along like one big nation under God. So just you guys, just try it. It's really not that hard. Matter of fact, when you go somewhere, kindness don't even need an interpreter. You can just smile at somebody and they'll know what you mean. Back over to you, Rick and Ron.
You hit
absolutely.
That one,
kindness does not need an interpreter. So true.
And then
I
blessing
mean, yeah,
to be a blessing. This last one again, Rick. My grandmama said, just to remind you, if everybody in the world could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. All you have to do is just wave a wand of yourself and pot out. Hook yourself up, and if you're not so selfish, you can sprinkle your family while you're at it. But when they say it's a blessing to be, Shakespeare put it in a riddle, to be or not to be. So when you go somewhere with that spirit of to be a blessing mode,
It's not really that hard, y'all. It gets easier and easier and easier. Why? Because you've been practicing it. Practice makes you get better and better at being kind, being generous, being thoughtful, and tell somebody, here comes Ron, and I'm going to stop again. I hope, wow, the world trembled when you let that word flow out your mouth. Country boy, try it again. I hope, one more time for the Holy Spirit. I hope. You have a blessed and winning decade because one good day won't be enough for you. Did y'all know that hope is the grandfather for a little person that's a Siamese twin called faith? Faith is the substance of things hope for. So if you're not hoping for nothing, then you don't even activate your faith. So that's what we're doing every single day. When we come on the radio from Monday through Friday at noon, to serve up hope, hope, hope for lunch. It tastes great and it's very heart-filling. So do unto others before they do unto you, guys. Go out and spread some hope and kindness away and watch it come right back your way. Back over to you, sir.
And so as I was talking to the lady, she said that she did a fundraiser. She comes from a village in Poland. And many of the kids from the Ukraine have come to this village, orphans. And it touched her heart. And so she did a fundraiser and raised $25,000 based on asking for the Ukrainian orphans. And I thought of Country Boy. And I thought of the fundraiser that we were looking at doing, Country Boy is looking at doing, with the Atlanta Symphony. And many of you may know or may not know, but Country Boy is an artist, a creator, genius-level art. And tree art, paintings, across the board, genius-level pieces, thousands of pieces. And working with Country Boy's wife, Lady V, we put together some advertising for, I believe, 15 exquisite pieces of tree art and different pieces of art to use for fundraising. And it's a fundraising idea that we presented to the Atlanta Symphony. And you're talking tree art, saxophones, violins. I mean, just beautiful, exquisite pieces, huge pieces, and that we were going to donate to them for them to display. And whatever the people were willing to pay, all the proceeds going to the Ukrainian effort to support them. And so, but as I was talking to this lady, she was telling me about for the village that she's from in Poland, many of the Ukrainian orphans came to this village, and she just recently, over the last couple of weeks, did a fundraiser, raised $25,000 based on her followership. She has over 48,000 followers on Instagram. And so she's very, very influential. And she came in the business. I haven't even told her about Country Boy's art and how we were going to use that to raise money to support the Ukraine effort and relief, and haven't even told her. But that was another touch point, another point of attraction in addition to the need for travel. And I was sitting there and I said, wow, it's good to know people. It's good to know Country Boy. It's good to be involved in their lives. It's good to know Ron. It's good to know what he did in travel and traveling, setting up trips for people. And because all of this came to bear in talking to her, right? And so as I'm listening, mind you, I started off minding my own business, but there's something in each and every person that somebody needs. And we talk about that. You're here. You're not just here to buy time. until you die. You were born for a reason. You are here on purpose. The question is, are you in purpose, on purpose? But you're here for a reason. You have something that somebody, you are a solution to someone's problem. And are you holding that gift? Are you holding that solution so close hold that you don't even know what it is? When you change, it's just a change of thought, a change of spirit. I have something somebody needs, and they'll pull it out of me in conversation. They'll pull it out of me when I see that need. What makes you cry when you hear something on TV? Oh, somebody ought to do something about that. What draws you, you know, in your spirit, in your thoughts, that you hear, that you feel? You know, that's going in line with the problem that you are here to solve. People are here to either solve a problem or to be a problem. Right? What problem were you born into this world, God's great earth? What problem are you here that you have the solution for? You know, are you willing to offer yourself? You know, you say a couple of things, Country, where you said kindness doesn't need an interpreter. Hope activates your faith. What problem are you here to say at your service? Ron says a person of service is a person of attraction. Who's looking for you? Who woke up this morning? You're an answer to somebody's prayer. Who woke up this morning praying, and now they're going to run into you? And do you give them what they need, what they were praying for this morning? Because you have the answer. You have, believe it or not, you actually do have the answer. And when you leave the morning, when you leave out of your house that morning, even in the house, realizing that I'm the answer to someone's problem, they'll find you. And that's what was evident. Me minding my own business, soaking in the hot water. Back to you, Ron.
Hey, Rick, quick question.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Want to be misleading to anybody, but we've been talking about a purpose-driven life for quite some time now. And I wrote down what you said, what makes you cry, and then I put a question in front of it. Could your purpose be hidden behind what makes you cry?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
seriously,
the thing that touches your soul,
note.
Thing that taps your soul, the strings, ring, ring. Yeah, it plays the springs of your soul, the strings of your soul. What makes you cry? When you're listening to the news, when you're listening to the radio, when you're listening to people talk, when it taps the strings and strungs, the strings of your soul, that's moving closer to your purpose and the solution to whatever that is that may be tied to a problem. And that's how you begin to move into the place. Your gift, that's when you start tapping into the gift.
Last one. Mm-hmm. T.D. Jake said last night that your purpose-driven life is kind of like a cancer. I never heard it put in those terms. Mm-hmm. He said it's like a cancer in your soul. But once it gets in your soul, wherever it starts at in your soul, it's not going to stay there. It will move when you move. It will move throughout your body. It'll move from your heart to your head. It'll move from your head back to your stomach. It doesn't matter. It will not leave you alone. So if there's some sleepless nights that people have been experiencing over these last few days, I'll end by saying, maybe God is trying to tell you something.
It's true.
Amen. One question. What a special show this has turned out to be, guys. You know, it's funny. We start each show each day, whether the prayer comes through at the beginning when you join or it's already been said,
but each show we are praying over it to be able to reach someone. That was the purpose that Joel wanted us to accomplish, that we were going to reach someone and touch their life. Remember the old saying, reach out and touch someone. That was a company used that as their main theme for many years. And as a result, we use it today too. And so everybody, please always come back and bring somebody with you. It's so necessary and so needed. Thank you so much, and make today a blessing for somebody else in your life. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Have a blessed day, you guys.
Bye now.